Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Hello, friends, and welcome. Why, my goodness, Kira, what a weekend of shows.
It really was. It was a very Christmassy weekend of shows.
Very festive, absolutely. Yes. So on Saturday, of course, we were chatting about Stormzy and his visit to his primary school, his former primary school, where he talked to some of the current pupils.
And he explained what a waste man was.
And why he likes rubbish men, as in waste men who come and collect your waste,
but not
waste men.
The half-blind ferret called Ronnie that I adopted.
You know what?
From Canada for Chris last year, wrote a very heartfelt letter to Chris.
I am being railroaded here, and I am being portrayed in a very negative light by you and this ferret. You and this ferret are scheming against me, Kira.
Anyway, myself and Chris, we exchanged our annual Christmas gifts.
Oh, it was so much fun.
And we have decided to call a truce.
Oh yeah, no, it's too much.
Yeah.
Because they keep escalating in weirdness, and
I
it's just too
Chris
much.
I got Chris a beautiful piece of art, and Chris got me a Billie Eilish calendar and also a book on Adolf Hitler.
Two of Kira's favourite people. That's what she told me on many occasions.
And then, of course, on Sunday, Chris, you were telling us about the 8-year-old who makes 26 million per year for reviewing toys on YouTube.
Yep. So that's what Kira and I are doing next year, a YouTube toy review channel.
Mm-hmm. We also talked about the new Cats, the movie, and the really bad reviews that are out.
Yes. It was quite the weekend because we were also discussing how three people in Cork have been dismissed over antics in Christmas parties and another 20 suspended. And that's just in Cork. That's one solicitor with statistics from Cork.
Exactly.
God almighty, look after yourselves this Christmas. Don't be up to any type of hijinks that get you in trouble. And listen, Kira, we should also give a big shout out as well, because we did it at the end of the show. And just, you know what, they're probably too modest to leave it in there. But a huge shout out to producer Reg and to broadcast coordinator Adam for the last year of making you and I sound decent and sort of passable on
the radio.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Here, have a listen. Enjoy this. You'll love it. We will chat to you soon. Stormzy, have you seen this clip?
I actually watched it a couple of times during the week. Stormzy goes back to his old primary school, Kensington Avenue, and he gets questioned by a bunch of curious 8-year-olds. And I just kind of love this because I've seen a couple of them. I think we played clips of Liam Gallagher talking to children. I saw one where Robbie Williams was talking to kids, and I didn't actually like that one, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that. We played the
like
Liam Gallagher one here, didn't we?
Yeah,
we had a good
did.
Time with that.
I wasn't fond of the Robbie Williams one. I just thought he was just a little bit too smart for the kids.
And I mean, they're kids. Give them an easy time.
He has kids himself, you know. I don't know. But now we have Stormzy, as I said, going back to his old primary school, Kensington Avenue, to get questioned by a bunch of 8-year-olds.
You know what's nice about when Stormzy does something like this? Stormzy has a very brash, and I mean this in a good way, but a very brash, bravado, macho image. So then to see him be so tender and gentle and understanding with these kids.
You're right about his image, but I also can see how soft and sweet Stormzy is.
He's a softy underneath it all, which is why it's so funny to watch him engage with these kids. Anyway, Kira, had you ever heard of the clip, had you ever heard of the term waste man?
Well, because of Stormzy,
Yeah, you know what a waste man is?
I do.
All these waste men, Kira. Of course, waste men is an insult in the community. However, listen to how Stormzy tackles a question on waste men from one of the kids in his primary school.
Yeah.
Why do you not like waste men? They come every Wednesday and do a good job.
They come every Wednesday and do a good job. I like those men who come on Wednesday to take your waste. The waste men I'm talking about are...
Me.
No, not you. No, you're not a waste man. Waste men are people who waste your time.
Yeah.
That's what we don't like. You know what I mean? Someone who wastes your time. That's a waste man.
You don't like waste men either, Kira.
I love how that little girl was like, me.
She just wanted to be a part of it. I'm a waste man. Yeah. Well, Kira, you're a ping-ting, Kira.
Am I a ping-ting?
Absolutely.
Even after listening to the conversation, I'm not quite sure what a ping-ting is. So it's spelt P-E-N-G, ting, T-I-N-G.
Yes.
Okay.
Two words, ping-ting. You're definitely a ping-ting, Kira.
Okay.
What's a ping-ting?
A ping-ting is someone who you think looks nice. So there's different paintings for different people. Who I think is a painting, you might not think is a painting. But everyone's a painting. We're all paintings. I'm a painting, you're a painting, we're all paintings.
Everyone is a painting.
Everyone is a painting, then.
Stormzy would be a great primary school teacher.
He would,
like,
wouldn't he?
Listening to this, I'm like, I can tell you, the man knows it. Kira, Stormzy has some advice on how to be a celebrity. Which is interesting.
How did you become a celebrity?
I worked hard at what I loved. So I always think you shouldn't want to be a celebrity. You should want to do something you love, and then that will make you a celebrity.
Focus on the things you like.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's very inspiring, very sweet, isn't it?
Kira told me this was one of her favourite clips. It's when the kid starts rapping for Stormzy.
It's this little 8-year-old girl, and she goes up to the top of the class and she raps to Stormzy, and you're just like, wow.
He wants to sing. Tanae, let's cap for Tanae. Let's Tanae.
Right, kids, come on, let's clap for Tanae.
He's the hype man. He's getting things going for Tanae. Exactly, he's Tanae's
hype man.
On stage,
he'd be completely different.
He'd be like, let's have all say hello to Tanae, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
I followed the rules, I drew inside the lines, I never asked anything that was a man. I waited patiently for my time, but when he finally came, he called her name. And now it feels overwhelming pain, I mean it's in my veins, I mean it's in my brain, with thoughts running in a circle like a toy train. I kind of like a perfect picture with a broken frame, I know exactly who to blame.
Woo-hoo! That was wicked!
I mean, she has to work on her flow. But other than that, I just thought it was really good.
Listen, maybe a tiny bit of tightening up here on some of the beat, a little bit more syncopation. But otherwise, you're saying, Kira, nice mm-hmm. rhythm, I hear you.
Well, look. I think it's just a nice way for us to end talking about Stormzy on the show this year as well, because he gave us so much entertainment during the year, didn't he? I really fell in love with him this year.
He was a top lad this year. Been a tense morning, Kira, I won't lie to you. Even hearing from my ferret earlier brought back a lot of emotions. My estranged ferret daughter that I haven't spoken to in an awfully long while brought back a lot of memories, a lot of emotions. And Kira, let me just tell you something. That was a gift you got me last year, because I said something like having an emotional support ferret was a horrible idea. And that is possibly, Kira, the most passive-aggressive gift you've ever gotten
you
me.
You see, I don't think it was passive-aggressive at all. I think it was really kind and caring, and it was done all for you.
Kind and caring?
This is one of myself and Chris's favourite times of the year, and we're carrying on a 10-year tradition now.
That's
at this
right.
stage. Every Christmas, myself and Chris, we exchange gifts over the national airwaves. We've done it for, as I said, a good 10 years now. And in the past, like Chris just mentioned there, I got him a half blind ferret from Canada last
what
year.
What a thoughtful present.
There was one year Chris got me, it's not an A4, a poster sized picture
of
him in a
poster.
Vest.
That was lovely.
Then there was a Christmas I got Chris a high-vis jacket with my face on the back of it. So that's kind of the theme of the gifts that myself and Chris have presented to each other over the years. Last year, you just got me a bag of croissants.
Could I? Yeah, that
really
I thought
horrible.
That was really nice.
No,
I thought that was so thoughtful.
No, you
Kira,
literally, you went to no effort last
Kira,
year.
Kira, can I...
And I adopted a ferret all the way from Canada for you.
Can I give you context, which is what I find really funny about this? I think when we first started working together, as you say, 10 years ago, when we were building this incredible radio show, I think the gifts were more sincere, and then as the years went on, they became worse and more weird and more like kind of perverse almost. And now it's at the point where I don't know what we're gonna. You're probably gonna have me shot as a Christmas present or something. Like, I'm genuinely worried.
I'm gonna have you kidnapped on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like those stag things where they're like, you're gonna have him kidnapped for 2 days. And like, so anyway, Kira, I have my gifts for you. You have your gifts for me,
will,
I presume.
Will I start? Okay.
Okay. Well, sure.
You
okay.
go get the gifts. Though,
okay.
So
hold on.
My gifts close,
are
okay.
I have them in a bag.
There's more than one.
There's two gifts.
Oh my God.
I got you two great gifts this year.
Oh, you have
outdone
yourself. Okay, well, Chris, I want to give you some context to the gift that I've got for you this year.
Okay.
Now, we've been doing shows with each other now for a decade, Chris. A decade.
Yeah, it's a considerable
achievement.
Yeah,
it is. And I felt that I needed to mark that with something special for your Christmas gift this year. So as you're a man of the world now, and I've watched you grow into the man that I see before
me today,
you know.
That's true. We've both watched each other. Sure, sure.
So I decided that a piece of artwork was the way to go this year, because everyone needs a piece of art to cement their adulthood.
A piece of
and
art?
And I just feel like you're there.
Oh,
you
wow.
know?
Okay.
So we have on the show, we've covered internet trends. We've
sure.
covered words of the decade. We've covered topical aspects of Ireland over the last 10 years.
Okay.
So in choosing your Christmas present, Chris, I'm back to the year 2012. So
okay.
I feel like you should open the present and then I'll explain it to the listeners and everyone at home. Okay,
okay,
how about
sure.
that?
Thanks, Kira. So
an awful lot of
I feel like
be careful.
Of course, it's delicate, it's fragile. I feel like such a as you say, a grown man now, an adult, getting a piece of art as a present.
Mm-hmm.
No more, you know, weird but like socks or novelty T-shirts.
No,
or
it's a piece of art from our Irish pop culture, and it's something when I saw it, I just thought, oh my God, I have to get that for Chris. Because I just think it would look really
okay.
nice in his living room.
This is really nicely wrapped. So you're saying this is something that I should be able to...
Yeah, and I actually even used my good wrapping paper. Okay.
So this is so graphic.
So there's a backstory.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a backstory to this,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, Jesus, Kira.
And for anyone that's listening to the radio show right now.
Oh.
A Gartha at Smithfield Horse Fair in 2012 in the fair city of Dublin.
Oh.
He was left blushing after a stallion mistook the Garda for a rather fine filly during the Sunday afternoon market. So a piebald pony decided to reverse roles and take a member of the Garda for a ride after the guard tried to take a look at the horse's electronic tag. So an awkward moment ensued. Its owner struggled to restrain the beast. One Garda's hat was knocked off. Another Garda was left cowering. However, we're left with one of the most iconic, I think, images of the last decade, 2012, The Mount.
Okay, let me describe this to you. It's on, I'd say, an A3 piece of paper.
A4.
It's beautifully... Is it A4? It looks bigger, Kira. It's so nicely done. It's beautifully framed. It has a nice silver kind of, you know, very elegant frame on it. And there's a very vibrant piece of a Garda trying to help another Garda as the horse mounts him. But the detail they've put into the horse's genitals really is disturbing, Kira. Like, really is unnecessary and disturbing.
And do you know what, Chris?
And this horse is very near the man's bottom, we'll say.
And I have to give a shout out to the Dirt Bird. This isn't an ad for her, by the way, but she has all these really iconic Irish images up on her website. She can check it out on Facebook or Instagram.
But this is even so nicely framed.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, the frame was me. Thank you.
Oh, Kira, this is so well done. But it's such a horrible thing that I can never use. Because it's literally
about
a horse mounting a man, Kira.
A Garda?
You used to be able to get arrested for having images like this, Kira. It's only recently they've loosened up on that.
Chris, there's a little coaster with it, with the horse mounting the Garda as
this
well.
This is even weirder.
So when you're having a cup of coffee, when you're having some tea, you're sitting down, you're sitting in your...
I can reenact Equus. Yeah, that's fantastic. I can have a picture of a man and the genitals of a horse very near his backside, Kira. Kira, this is a horrible present.
What?
This is a genuinely useless present. Where am I going to put this?
You're going to put this in your living room.
Living room!
When then anyone asks you, can be like, yeah, it was one of the most popular memes of 2012.
So every day then I can look at a man being mounted by a horse.
But it's a Garda, so
literal
it's
bestiality, Kira. God almighty. This is horrible.
It's not horrible.
This is a horrible present.
But is it not better than the half-blind ferret that I adopted for
slightly
you from
better.
Canada?
Yeah, slightly better. Oh my God, Kira.
I think...
And the terrible thing is the artwork is excellent. Mm-hmm. I wish this was a sketch of something I could put up on a wall. This is beautiful artwork.
I think that your friends will get a laugh if you have any friends coming up to your
house. I don't. Sometimes...
Okay, time for my present now.
Kira, time is getting on.
You're welcome, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Kira, I'm so thrilled. So thank you.
Christina, that's funny.
I can appreciate the effort.
It's not just that. It's a moment from the decade of the time that me and you spent together, and we definitely talked
about
that on the radio.
Could you sign it, Kira? That would be so nice. You know what? The Dirt Bird did a great job and they signed it. So you know what? You know what? That is cool. I'll be honest. I'll concede that it's somewhat cool. I would imagine very niche. Like, not something... You know how you can't play the radio show or the podcast we do for everyone, Kira? Mm-hmm. You've kind of given me the equivalent of that. Like, not everyone's going to appreciate this, but you know what?
I think everyone's going to appreciate it. It's very funny.
Kira, I'm so weirdly appreciative and also disturbed by that image of a man being mounted by a horse. I have two gifts for you, Kira.
Okay, give me the first one.
Okay,
I actually can't believe that you got me two presents.
Okay, the first present, here you go. This is like the smaller of the two.
Okay.
This is like the opening act.
Okay, is there any backstory to it or anything? Or?
It's an artist you really like
and
admire.
An artist?
Yes.
You got me an artwork
when
too.
When I say artist, I mean entertainer slash... So Kira's opening her present and she is... What do you think, baby? That's all for you.
Wow. It's a Billie Eilish 2020 calendar.
So every month, a new picture of Billie Eilish in your bedroom. I was going to get you a Billie Eilish poster, but then I thought you can have Billie Eilish constantly in your life. Because I know you're a big fan of her music and her vibe and her attitude.
You got me a calendar of a 17-year-old girl to put up in my room.
She's 18 now.
Oh, she's 18. Yeah. Okay, cool. A Billie
Eilish...
But
you have one for every day of the month now.
A Billie
Eilish... Every month of the year.
So... Am I right in saying I'm going to open it up? It's going to be Billie Eilish posing in all different Billie Eilish type poses.
Because I know you like Billie Eilish.
Well,
and I know you wouldn't admit that you like Billie Eilish, but I know you think she's class.
I mean, I like Billie Eilish.
Sure.
But like, I don't know, have you heard me talk over the past 10 years? There's other
Kira,
calendars
you
and
love
other people that I think that
Billie
I do
Eilish.
Like. Just off the top of my head. Oh, I don't know. Roger Federer, Donald Gleeson.
That's done. No. I mean, we have enough of that. We have enough of those things, Kira.
Oh, look, in January she's wearing a cool green hat.
Oh, she looks cool, man. Come on, you got a whole month of that, Kira. That's class.
I've got a whole 12 months of that, Chris.
I meant a whole year of that. Come on, Kira, that's very cool.
Oh, look, in that one she's sticking her tongue out.
Yeah, Kira, like, she has attitude, she's a cool girl. I think you'll really like it.
You know, if I was a teenage girl, I think I'd really appreciate this.
Kira, you love...
So I get you a piece of iconic artwork because I think that you've got into adulthood, and you get me a Billie Eilish calendar.
No, I have another present for you. The Billie Eilish calendar was the start.
Oh, that was the start, was it?
But I have another cool present.
Okay.
And this is another person that you, I think, have a weird kind of... You know what? I'll just let you open.
Okay, all right.
And this is a person that you, I think, have a kind of an admiration from. Yeah, because you like books.
Yes, I do.
You love books. You're an author. Okay, you appreciate the art of books.
Oh my God, Chris, is this Elton John's autobiography?
No. Nor is it. It's you know what? It's out of left field, but it'll expand your mind because I bet you've never read a book like this before, Kira.
Is it a Roger Federer book?
I bet you've never read a book like this before. Go to the front. You've opened it at the back. Because you've told me many times that you...
Chris, are you actually serious?
That you have an interest in World War II and in Adolf Hitler particularly. And you've told me that you think he's a fascinating...
Can I ask you a question? You went into a shop and you purchased this book.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part. A guy who looks like me going up to the counter and purchasing that book.
I'm just going to give you the title of the book to anyone that's listening. And again, I just mentioned Roger Federer, Donald Gleeson.
What do you think, honey?
It's the dark charisma of Adolf Hitler.
Your Happy Christmas.
Leading millions into the abyss.
Happy Christmas,
Chris,
Kira.
Chris, you bought me a book about Hitler.
You have told me many times in private, Kira, that you thought he had some good ideas.
I actually feel dirty holding
you
this.
You told me, Kira, that... that apart from, you know, the other stuff, you know, the Autobahn was a great idea. The Volkswagen, you I remember saying to me, now you said you wouldn't admit it on air or anything.
Okay,
but you
wait,
said you had
okay,
a great
Chris,
interest
can I just, can I
in
just
World
compare
War II and in...
A Billie Eilish 2020 calendar.
Yes.
And the dark charisma of Adolf Hitler, the book.
Well, the book won't last you the year. So you then have the calendar. Like, you'll have the book finished on Christmas.
Did you go into a shop and buy this?
Yeah, that was the weirdest part. Yes, I did. You'd be surprised what you can find even in a very mainstream shop in Dublin. The woman kind of was side-eyeing me as I was buying it. Because I look like one of those type of lads who'd be on the internet buying books like this. But anyway, Kira.
We've managed to do it again.
No.
We've managed to buy each other the worst Christmas presents ever.
Yours, though.
At least
though,
mine was the thought went into it.
Your thought went into mine.
Oh, because
I thought,
played,
who does...
Because we've been playing Billie Eilish for a year on the radio, is it?
And you like her so much. So I thought, who does Kira like? Billie Eilish and Hitler.
I
thought, who are the two people Kira enjoys that is like a guilty pleasure? Do you understand what
I love how it's like, oh my God, did someone actually get me the autobiography of Elton John?
And I think the saddest thing is you did mention that a few days ago. Oh, poor Kira. Who's better though, Kira, Elton John or Hitler?
Elton John, Chris.
Oh, all right. Well,
okay. Well,
so that's a no, like as in you're not... What would you give my gift out of 10 as an experience?
I think this is the darkest that we've ever gone with our Christmas gifts. But anyway.
You got me a picture of a man being mounted by a horse. I got you a book on the worst man that ever lived. I think they're home runs.
Do you think we're on par?
Yeah.
I think bring back the half-blind adopted ferret from Canada.
Kira, can I make a deal with you next year?
Okay.
Can we...
Do nice
Can we call
each
time
other?
On this? Because like this is actually getting like this is getting worse by the year.
No, Chris, you've outdone yourself this
Can
year.
Can we call time though? Like, because I'm just after realizing like this is going to end up with one of us dying or
yeah,
one of us
true.
Like something really serious happening, like one of us being arrested. I tell you what, I'm going to be the bigger man here. I will stop. The next year's gift will be okay. Because
okay.
I can't take another year of Adolf Hitler and a man being mounted by a horse as a present, Kira.
Okay, deal. Let's shake it.
Okay. Well, yeah,
Happy Christmas.
Kira, I will be honest with you. I, personally, even though we had work this morning, I was out last night for one lemonade. One single lemonade.
I doubt it somehow.
I don't know about you, but I was out for one very modest sugary drink and that was it. And I was, let me tell you something, and I'm not a man to judge now here, Kira. I'm in no position to judge
well,
anybody.
That's very true as well.
Did you see the carnage that town was
it's
last
funny.
Night.
No. I think
the
Friday,
last days of the Roman Empire. Kira.
I think that Friday night was rest because when I was walking to work on Saturday morning, I'm not lying to you, I was stepping over every foot. There was smashed glass. There was rubbish. There was the signs that the apocalypse had happened on Friday night.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I know that a lot of Christmas parties happened around Thursday and Friday night as well.
Oh,
I don't know about
goodness.
Last night.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. This is really interesting. This was released two or three days ago. At least 20 staff suspended in Cork over behaviour at Christmas parties.
Now, this, again, is not in the all in the one company.
It was
it was
so a solicitor.
Yes,
has released this data, yes.
His name is John Boylan, and he said he's aware of 20 cases of suspensions for Christmas party behaviour, and three of those ended in dismissals.
God almighty.
Isn't that interesting?
What? Can I? I'm going to give you a take now here, Kira. I'm going to give you the hottest take of the year. Christmas parties are an awful idea.
They are an incredibly bad idea.
They are a terrible, terrible idea that we should never be encouraging.
No, because there's always that one person that corners the boss when they've got a couple of drinks on them and they tell the boss what they think, and it's always a bad idea.
Listen to this. What we are coming across is a huge rise in abuse of managers, which causes strained relationships, an upsurge in physical assaults, and a huge increase in drug use and a jump in sexual behaviour. Listen, a lot of employers are discovering a new trend, which is nudity at the parties. People using the free bar who are not used to taking shots and then becoming a little too excited. Well, it's a free bar and, you know.
And that's been made worse by mobile phone usage of videos and photographs. And obviously there is no taking them back, so.
God almighty. This is, I hate to use this very trite internet expression, but this is why we can't have nice things. Your employer puts on a free bar for you, so you just take loads of shots of vodka and then get nude and tell him you hate him. Like, that's just, I'm sorry, this is not a good idea.
No.
Never is it a good idea. And then they also say further on in the kind of the research and the release, they say, if you really ask the question if people want a Christmas party, you might be surprised that in a lot of cases they won't. Man, stay away from them. Mm-hmm. They are the worst idea. I'm not saying that from experience. I've never gotten nude and like told, you know, the director general.
That's
hey,
what Chris
you know
is
what?
Telling a lot of you.
Do you know what? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never done that, but I'm just saying it seems like there's the potential there, Kira. So it's best to just avoid it.
You think that you must have messed up at one Christmas party and that's why you don't go to any Christmas parties at all. Well, that's my theory on you.
Do you remember, Kira, you've witnessed me saying I never liked you to a boss as a joke
and then her
giving out to me for like 2 weeks about
yeah,
it.
I forgot
so yeah,
about that,
since
yeah.
that, I've just kept a clean sheet and I'm like, you know what? Even as a joke, I'm not going to do that. It's just easy.
And this person believed you.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Oh, I had to do some damage control
there.
I know,
there. That's what I'm saying. It's funny that you're saying,
control.
Oh, you must have, you were there, Kira, when I did.
I forgot about that, yeah.
You literally saved me my job at another radio station. So anyway, listen, Kira, Christmas parties are an awful idea. Let's not do them.
I would like to know, did anyone have a really good time at their Christmas party? 51552. No, and I
mean
we'll
be that kind
of.
A while, Kira.
I mean that genuinely. 51552.
So, Kira,
or
asking,
did you do something really bad at your Christmas party and you've got the ultimate fear? Share it with myself and Chris. 51552. Come on, it's Christmas. Me and Chris will totally judge you.
Oh, 100%. But again, I'm in no position to. Neither is Kira, let me tell
you.
Hey,
all right then, Chris. All right.
Neither is Kira.
But I did witness Chris tell a boss. In a jokey way, I never really liked you. And then the fallout from that, I literally was 3 weeks trying to convince this person that he was actually joking.
Because it was, you know the way I do things? Oh, I'm so silly and sarcastic.
Oh, I know.
Was it not obvious that I was making a joke of that whole you get drunk and tell your boss
Chris,
you never liked them?
It came out of nowhere. You just didn't have the right setup for it.
My delivery is always a
your
little off, isn't it?
Your delivery was completely and utterly horrendous.
It's the way you tell the jokes, isn't it?
And it was one of those slow motion things because I think I was standing beside you when you did it. I was like, oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, right.
So anyway, yep. Kira, to answer your question, as to be, there must have been something you did. Yes, you were there, Kira, standing a foot from me when it happened. And we've never talked about it again. But listen, apparently 20 people suspended in Cork alone, Kira, over Christmas parties behaviour, which is terrible. But Kira asks a great question. How did yours go? 51552. Kira, do you want to hear some Spice Girls?
Yeah, because I'm after actually remembering something that happened at a Christmas party. But I'll tell you off, Mike.
Oh, nice. Kira, your question has sparked a lot of interest. Someone says, hey guys, love the show. Oh, thank you. It's the alcohol consumption that's the problem, not the party. I attended a Christmas party last week where nobody was drinking and we had a lovely, respectful evening with no drama.
Which also makes a very valid point, in fairness. But I do think that there is something about a Christmas party. It's the end of the year. You know, if anyone is kind of going through low morale, staff-wise or anything like that, and people let off steam, sometimes it can be too much. But I totally get your point, Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. I think you are correct to point out that alcohol might be the major factor in that, Joseph. I don't. And also, Joseph, I'll tell you something. I'm not trying to do the all paddy whackery here, but you'd be hard pressed to find a group of Irish people who will say there was no drinking and everyone had a lovely, respectful evening. Joseph, if you don't mind me saying, I think you're in a minority. You and your friends are a very small minority. Someone says, I was the only girl at my Christmas party with 40 mechanics.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
I mean, sorry.
I hear you. That ratio, Kira, surely you're going to get
gonna
something.
Score.
Yeah, if it's 1 to 40, God almighty. Even I could in that environment, it was one, me and 40 girls. They took great care of me. Kira, I'm not going to. They took great care of me as always, and we laughed until the club's lights came on at 4 a.m.
Well, that's lovely.
I could have made jokes there, Kira, but I didn't. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, and I'm really glad you didn't.
Thank you.
Somebody says, Christmas parties always seem to get out of hand due to drink. Again, we have that trend and we know it, but it's just, it's mad that we were just talking about the article where 20 people have been suspended in Cork alone for Christmas party
that's
incidents.
That's just Cork.
And three of those incidents led to dismissals. So, you know.
That's the wildest thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
So three people so far, you know, just in Cork, for that, have been fired this year for just their Christmas party antics.
Yep.
God almighty. Listen, Kira, we're not going to need any offices or jobs or Christmas parties. Do you know why? Because in 2020, you and I are going to start a toy YouTube review channel and we're going to make $26 million.
Wouldn't that be really weird that two grown adults are reviewing toys, Chris, when we don't have any kids ourselves?
It would probably look a little off, but Kira, I think we could work through that. But Kira, Ryan Kaji is officially the highest earning YouTuber for the second year in a row. He is 8 years old and last year he earned $26 million. That's
right. I'm actually speechless.
This child who is 8 years old, who has a toy YouTube channel where he reviews toys and fun things for kids, has a 23 million subscribers. And by the way, as well, last year he made $22 million. It's not like this is a big year for the kid. He also made nearly that amount last year.
Yeah, but if you're eight
when he was seven.
And you've made that much money. What are you going to do for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah, you must be so unhappy with that $50 million.
It's like Buzz Aldrin who landed on the moon. What do you do after you land on the moon? Do you know what I'm trying to say, though?
No, I hear you. Sure, it's difficult to have anything to strive to. But would you like
and
to hear...
And he's only eight.
Yes. Last year he was seven making $20 million. Do you want to hear his YouTube channel? Do you want to hear what $26 million gets you now these days,
Kira? Yes.
So he has a YouTube channel where he tries cool toys, but also science-related toys. So this is one about him growing DIY bacteria. So you know the way you can get little home science kits?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
You know how your mom or dad tell you to wash your hands before you eat your food because of bacteria? Oh! Well, today, we're going to swab places and we're going to see if there's really bacteria there.
So, Kira, just to put it into context, that kid has enough money to have you and I killed. And that's what he does on his YouTube channel. And, you know, it's that and it's fun and it's light and all
that. He's been doing this since he was 3 years of age.
I imagine he had help when he was three. Like,
you know,
maybe he's branching into a more independent production now, but, like, I'd have to imagine he's had a bit of coaching.
Yeah, anyway.
That video alone has nearly 4 million views and it was put up on Wednesday.
Yeah, the 18th
It was put up on
December.
Wednesday and that video has 4 million views. So that's what he does. He does, you know, he reviews toys, he reviews whatever, and he made $26 million last year.
Wow.
So, Kira, that's what you and I are doing in the new year. Do you understand?
He started this when he was 3 years of age. So he conducts science experiments, he plays games, he teaches young viewers how to complete tasks like brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Chris, but surely that would be the parents' job.
No, I picked up some great tips from him
on
how to brush my teeth. Like, I was watching and I was like, oh, geez, he's making some good points here. So, listen, Kira, that's what he's up to.
Wow.
Ryan Kaji is his name. He's literally the highest paid YouTuber in the world, according to Forbes.
He's very cute.
Aaron, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's cute and all. Yeah, absolutely. I have been analysing with the finest of detail our appearance on the Jennifer Zamparelli show.
I told you on Friday that you need to let it go.
No. I'm such a bad loser. I'm the worst loser. And Kira and I were on a quiz. Kira, you did amazingly, by the way. It was out of five questions.
Chris, yes. I got the easy questions.
No. It was out of five questions. And I did let us down a little bit. Because listen to the kind of questions I was getting. Hold on a second.
Khartoum is the capital city of what African country?
God almighty. Like, I know Jin shows all fun and all that, but if we had been in a different context, I might have given her what for, Kira, if you understand me. Egypt, I know the capital. Nigeria, I know the capital. Otherwise, I'm not sure. I will say Algeria.
The Sudan.
Come on, the Sudan.
That was a really... I wouldn't have got that question, Chris. Anyway, we were doing Partners Under Pressure on Jen Zamparelli's show on Friday, and it was for charity. So we need to let it go.
No, Kira.
We didn't win, Chris.
No, we didn't win. I've been going through, like, is there anything she did wrong? Is there anything I can get at her over? And there isn't. She's above reproach. And listen, Doug, in fairness, I did like
it. It wasn't her fault. It was Cormac Battle's fault for giving us those ridiculous questions.
I want to say
so if we're
going to
call out anyone, we're going to call out Cormac Battle. But anyway.
I hate Cormac Battle. And I'm saying that now publicly. He's a bad man. He engages in fake news. Oh. He was trying to sabotage me.
Anyway, myself and Chris also got a Galway question.
This was exciting.
In what town in County?
Sorry, Kieran.
We were afraid that we were going to get it wrong because we were two people from Galway. And like, there's no pressure. Like, you know, letting your county down on national airwaves.
In what town in County Galway did the very first Supermax restaurant
open? Ballinasloe!
Absolutely right.
Yes,
Thank you.
Good woman. We were worried about that one.
Yeah, we were worried.
Can I just clarify as well? I really like Curb Dog. I really like Cormac Battle. I think Curb Dog are amazing. And I do like Cormac. This is just playing. And then finally, Kira, you had our backs because you said this.
You know what's terrible about this quiz? The questions.
So anyway, Kira, I've gone through it with a fine tooth comb. I'm afraid I can't question the result. And we got 3 out of 5.
We did.
And I'm very disappointed. I'll be honest with
Again,
you.
Again, not our fault.
Happy
the
Christmas,
questions.
Everybody, and all that. It was great being on. This is now, I love this, right? Because Kira and I were talking about this morning. And what I love about this is, I didn't realise this. Cats is in the cinema.
Yeah.
The film.
Yeah, so Cats, the film, is based on Cats the Musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay? I hear you.
And before I say this, okay, there's something that I hate on the internet, and it's when people tear apart something that they haven't seen yet.
Sure.
Okay? People went to town on the Joker, and they hadn't seen the movie The Joker.
Sure.
And that annoys me, because I'm like, yes, have an opinion on it, but go and see it, whatever. But it's kind of, all rules are out when it comes to Cats. So the trailer dropped in November, and it was torn apart, okay?
But these people might have seen it, would they?
No, these have. I'm just talking about.
Oh, you're saying like you and I haven't seen it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
So the trailer dropped, and a lot of famous names attached to Cats. You've got Idris Elba, Jason Derulo, Taylor Swift, James Corden, Judi Dench, Sir Ian McKellen.
Wait, Judi Dench is in it?
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
What wow, didn't realise we're Judi Dench's biggest fan.
I am.
And
Dame Judi Dench. Shouldn't
me.
Be reducing herself to Cats. That's for Jason Derulo and stuff, not Dame Judi Dench.
But the fact that Jason Derulo even made an appearance in Cats. Anyway.
Don't mind my obsession with Dame Judi Dench. My apologies, Kieran.
Wow, yes. Like I knew you were into older women, but... So all the reviews came out, was it last week? And I'm not going to lie to you. And like, it's very hard when someone puts a piece of art together and puts it out there into the world, because now there's so many ways to tear a person down.
Sure.
But there's actually, like with Joker, it was 50-50. You know what I mean? People were like, oh, this is horrible. I hate it. But then there was other people been like, this was one of the best movies that I've seen all year. There's none of that with Cats. There's no middle ground with Cats.
So there's no dedicated supporters like the way they were. I hear you.
Right. Now, but yes. I'm going to tell you something. All these bad reviews have made me want to go and see Cats. Does that make sense?
That's why I went to see The Joker. Because of all the reviews.
Yes.
I said, what is the hype?
Yeah.
What is everyone talking about?
Yeah.
Now I have to go see it. And I did.
So
I went and saw it.
That's kind of how I feel about Cats. And I also do want to see Idris Elba as a cat, because I think I'd fancy him in any form.
Even as a computer graphics cat.
Mm. Sure. It's Idris Elba, Chris. Anyway, I'm going to run through some of the headlines or some of the lines from reviews of Cats.
Well, Kira, can I say something as well? That's what you said about like having to get people in to see it now because it's so bad. Apparently, they've re-edited bits of it and are resending it to films.
Yeah,
resending it to cinemas. So what I've read is the real cinema purists are saying, try and get to see the version before they change it, because this is going to be like one of those events where all the original copies are gone and all you can get is this version. Apparently the real excitement now is to try to get to a cinema that hasn't changed with the updated version. But let's have a listen to some of these reviews.
Right, we're going to start off with the New York Post. Cats review. Movie musical is a total disaster.
Fair enough.
This is Richard Lawson from Vanity Fair. Cats review. A tragic mess of Mistoffelis. Please, sorry. Cats review. You won't leave the theatre purring.
Clever.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's feline fantasy musical becomes a garish hairball. Adam Neyman from The Ringer. Cats is impossible to review. John Anderson from The Wall Street Journal. Going to the dogs is what
clever.
He has written about Cats.
Yeah. I like it, yeah.
Brian Lowry from CNN. Cats leaves behind a memory that's best forgotten. Kevin Maher from The Times says musical mess is one for the litter tray.
Oh, that's cruel.
This is my favourite. This is from Ty Burr in the Boston Globe. Oh God, my eyes. David Sexton from The Evening Standard. Nearly as obscene as a human centipede. And Scott DePius from NPR says, spay it. Kevin Fallon from The Daily Beast. The Cats movie is a boring disaster filled with joyless pussies. AJ Romano from Vox says, the movie Cats doesn't even know what the musical Cats is about. Somebody else says movie musical is a total disaster. Cats is a nightmare that won't end. That's from Jill Gulowitz from L.com. Alex Kranz from IO9 says, I have seen sights no human should see.
Oh my goodness.
Matt Goldberg from Collider said, Cats is like, watching Cats is like a descent into madness. Peter Bradshaw for The Guardian, Cats Review, a perfectly dreadful hairball of woe.
Oh,
hairball
of woe. Are any of these nice?
Let's see. Tim Roby from The Telegraph. Cats Review, a sinister all-time disaster from which no one emerges unscathed. Alison Wilmore from Vulture says, Cats is good. Cats is bad. Cats is Cats.
Okay, so at least one thing that says it's good out of now, I think, about 25.
No, then she continues to say, to assess Cats as good or bad feels like the entirely wrong axis on which to see it. And Peter Travis from the Rolling Stone says, Cats.
Sorry, just to clarify, she adds another line. It is, with all affection, a monstrosity.
Cats, a Broadway musical adaptation straight out of the Lillerbox. That is from Peter Travers and Rolling Stone.
Oh,
that will just give you a brief overline of what people are feeling about Cats the movie.
Oh, that is appalling.
Isn't it?
Now, not to be funny though, Kira, exactly what you said, and it's exactly what happened to me with the Joker. I now cannot wait to see Cats.
Cats will be probably one of the biggest grossing movies of all time.
It deserves it after this like dogfight that it's had to go through. Hold on. Dame Judi Dench. I just want to see what she looks like as a cat.
She plays an older cat, Chris, so you probably really fancy her.
Oh, wow. She looks very sophisticated. I see what you mean. And what is Jason Derulo in this as well?
Jason Derulo is also in this. Now, again, I haven't seen the movie, but I heard there's a very strange scene featuring Jason Derulo spraying a load of milk and then a load of female cats coming to lick up the milk.
You know what? Given the reviews we've just read, that seems perfectly reasonable that would be it. Kira, I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see Cats now. I'm going to go see Cats. I have to go to the cinema, right? It's not on Netflix.
No.
Okay. Do you want to go like after the show?
Yeah, let's go see Cats.
An inning of Cats.
What a nice Christmas thing to do.
Wow. My God, what a weekend.
What a weekend.
God almighty.
What a way to go out, Chris, you know?
I tell you something, Kira. How about this? You should subscribe. And tell you what, if you're at a loose end over Christmas, Kira and I have a whole load of podcasts you can go back and listen to. The Not Safe for Work podcast and the show podcast. You won't be stuck. Do you know what I mean?
If you miss us, you can still hear us.
That's right. And of course, we're on Twitter. And if you really miss us, you can say hello to us on Twitter over the Christmas break.
We might say hello back.
You never know. You never know. however, Kira, we will chat to you soon. And Kira, happy Christmas to you.
And happy Christmas to you.
For myself, Chris, goodbye. For Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11. I got you.